This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Crown Family School of Social Work Policy and Practice at the University of Chicago. The master's program in social work, social policy, and social administration prepares professionals to address today's most pressing challenges and offers flexible options with part-time and evening classes to support busy adults balancing complex schedules. Inspire change, shape the future at crownschool.uchicago.edu/social work. WBEZ's nonprofit spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Over the next few weeks, you can catch a mixture of 50 feature-length and short films all created by Asian filmmakers, actors, and crew. I'm Sasha Ann Simons, and this is Reset. Asian Pop-Up Cinema kicks off today and runs through Sunday, April 13th. It's the organization's first time ever showcasing films as a full-fledged annual film festival. The fest will be screening films all across the region, from AMC New City 14 on the Near North Side to the Chinese American Museum of Chicago in Chinatown and the Taipei Economic and Cultural Office in Westmont, Illinois. Sophia Wong Baccio is founder and executive director of the Asian Pop-Up Cinema. John Xu is a Taiwanese filmmaker and director of the film Dead Talents Society. They joined us to discuss the festival and how it all began.
Well, we all started 2015. And I feel like Chicago needs an Asian film festival. We don't have one. Everywhere else has it. We include East Asia, you know, we include Japan, we include South Korea, of course. And for Chinese language films, we include films from Hong Kong, from Taiwan, and from mainland China. So there are big selection of films that are missed by the American audience here.
Yeah, so Chicago was missing that all this time.
All this time.
And so this shift then from a pop-up to a full-on film festival, like I mentioned, right? Now you're going to do this once a year, every year. Talk about that transition.
Well, when we start popping up, I want to make sure people know us. So I actually pop up twice a year. So I had a spring session and a fall session. So I decided it's time we go for an annual basis, have a full-fledged festival and with competition. So we actually, the first time we have a jury here. So out of the 50 films you mentioned earlier, 12 of them are in competition.
Oh, wow. And how many countries and languages are going to be represented in those 50 films?
Oh, we got Indonesian film, Malaysian film, we got Nepal. We got, of course, the Korean, the Japanese, the Chinese. Even the Chinese have two languages. We got Cantonese and Mandarin.
Yes.
Yes. And then what else we got? Indian, of course.
Yes.
I still keep a very fun Indian movie. So a lot of languages.
Lots to choose from. And that brings us to John. So, John, you've got a film that's screening tonight on opening night. How exciting is that?
Yeah, it is really exciting for me.
Or is that pressure?
It's okay. It's like we've already been traveling a lot with this film, like since September. Mm-hmm. And this is probably like one of our last stops. And it was like so great to know that we're opening the festival because this is the first for this film.
Yes. So tell us about it. So it's called Dead Talent Society, as I said. What should we know?
It's a horror comedy.
Love those.
It is about, have you seen any kind of like Asian horror films before?
No, like, not an Asian horror film.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
But anyway, it's like in those horror films, there are usually like a ghost trying to scare people or trying to put a curse on the characters.
Yes.
And as an audience, we're always like watching the films and experience a story from the living's perspective.
That's right.
This film is all about those ghosts trying to scare people and how hard it is to put it off. To become a famous ghost, a famous urban legend.
Oh, I saw a preview for it, and it had some influencers, right? Are you sort of playing on what's super popular right now in 2025? Everyone wants to be an influencer.
Exactly, yeah. And so we're kind of like using those ghosts and what happened to them as some kind of a metaphor to make a satire about this, generation about
incredible.
Influencers. Yeah,
that sounds incredible. The mix of the two, right? The horror and the comedy, and that's just a big hit right now, right? Don't you agree, Sophia?
Absolutely. I mean, we are totally, every one of us want to be an influencer of our own.
Of some kind. So imagine a film full of dead influencers coming back to haunt the rest of us. My goodness, my mind is going to all types of places. But tonight's screening, it's sold out, isn't it?
Yes.
It is. Well, that's a good thing for you, right?
Yes, I'm very happy. They absolutely come and light up our festival tonight, including the leading star.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Were you heartened or surprised even by just the response from folks?
A little bit. I must say a little bit, because as John said, it's not just a premiere. We are not doing exclusive then. We are already more or less, they have been traveling around, circled a lot of festival. Coming to us, wow, I can't believe it. The Chicago audience all come out for it, and they love it. They love it, so I can tell.
Now, I hear you're also trying to challenge some stereotypes, because sometimes when you mention Asian films to people, they might have in mind exactly what they're going to see. Maybe they think they're going to see just a slew of martial arts films, right? And you're both nodding because you know exactly where I'm going with this question, so I'd love to hear from you both on why it's important to showcase that we do a lot more than just martial arts, right? You first, Sophia.
Absolutely. Actually, since my day one, my programming criteria is trying to shine away a lot of this martial art film. Besides, they are all already in everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, we don't really need to, as a festival, we want to discover, we want to tell different stories. And so I show actually a lot of contemporary dramas. Because I thought at the end, anything that moves the people, not just the kick and the hike, you know, all this, it's about the story that could impact people, is the emotional side.
Mm.
And I think the Asian culture, they have different cultural backgrounds. So they have different ways of touching the soft points. But those soft points, in a way, actually is universal. They will draw tears to you if you watch them and listen to them. And I really want to showcase that. So
absolutely. Yeah, I love the idea of course, attracting these films for the Asian audience that's going to love it. They're going to resonate with everything that they see on screen. But also folks who aren't Asian coming out and learning some things, right? Learning some deeper things about the culture. What do you say, John?
Yeah. When we were like starting developing Dead Talent Society, it's a Sony production.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a Sony Taiwan, funded like half of the film's production, and this is like their first investment into Taiwanese production. Like for 20 years since Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
How did it feel to land that? That's a big deal.
I don't really know. I mean, we made a short film like 3 years ago about that with the same concept.
Yeah.
And I think they love the film. And so like what I said, when we're like trying to make Dead Talent Society in the beginning, the first thing we know is that besides it being like a really Asian stuff, like if you know any kind of Asian horror films, you'll know it.
Yeah.
And we play a lot with the Asian urban legends.
Mm-hmm.
But even if you don't understand any of those references, the film itself is still kind of universal.
Yes.
The emotional core of like everyone wants to be recognized, everyone wants to be valued by everyone else. this kind of anxiety is universal.
That's fantastic. Yeah. Sophia, the centerpiece film at the festival, it's called The Last Dance. I want to hear a little bit just to give us a sense of the sound and the feel of the movie.
Well, it's that...
Go ahead and tell us about the film.
Well, the film is actually it's completely different. It's a little bit more solemn, you know, serious film because it's actually tell through the story of a funeral service partner person.
Oh, okay.
This is a guy that who usually run a wedding planner, but during pandemic he lost his business. Nobody have wedding plans, right? So they had started work with a funeral service. He learned the business from scratch, and then he have to learn a lot of traditional way how to respect the dead people, but the main thing how to learn people grief and mourn the living people with those family. So it's a very good story. And we are showing the extended version, the brand new cut by the director. And this one, we are premiering because Hong Kong opened on April 4th, Hong Kong time. Uh-huh. We open on April 4th, Chicago time.
Ah, so you will be the very first place we can catch The Last Dance.
And we have the director and the main actress here.
That is incredible.
Incredible.
That is incredible. So you're screening your film tonight, John, Dead Talent Society. I mean, what's next for you? I mean, are there other movies in the works?
I'm actually taking a break since we're just finishing the release of
All right, I guess you can take a break.
Yeah, but I mean, after the film was like premiere in Toronto, I've been approached by a lot of like American company.
Oh, nice.
So probably... hopefully there's a like American language film.
Yeah. I mean, is this a big difference for you from the film industry in Taiwan?
Yeah, it is. It is.
How so?
Like, I mean, the size of market is different. So the thing you get to try is completely different as well. Yeah, because as a Taiwanese filmmaker, sometimes it can be a little bit like restricted with the size of the market.
Because I see.
Not every kind of film can render box office. But
now you're like, getting to spread your wings a little bit more.
Yeah, it's like get to try some new stuff. Yeah,
that's awesome. Well, we just got a few seconds left, Sophia. Quickly, what else is on tap for today, day one of the festival?
Oh, day one of we're going to have a red carpet reception, and then we're going to have the film, and then the leading star is going to receive an honorary Bright Star Award before the presentation of the film.
Amazing. Sophia Wong Boccio is founder and executive director of the Asian Pop-Up Cinema. John Hsu is a Taiwanese filmmaker and director of the film Dead Talents Society. The Asian Pop-Up Cinema Film Festival is kicking off today, folks, and it's running all the way through Sunday, April 13th. You don't want to miss it. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Good luck. This episode of the Reset Podcast was produced by Micah Yasin and edited by Dan Tucker. It was mixed by Ari Mejia. To stay connected to Chicago news and culture, hit subscribe or find us at wbez.org/reset. I'm Sasha Ann Simons. We'll talk again tomorrow.
My name is Liz, and as a teacher, I think that WBEZ provides endless sources that I can bring back to my students where they can also engage in a deeper understanding. I teach government, I teach U.S. history, and I have used sources from WBEZ in order to help enrich the understanding of my students.